Residents of a mobile home park in Orofino fear they are being priced out of their homes. The new park owners are making improvements but raising the rent. And WPB's Lauren Patterson explains how people still fear they won't be able to pay.
Hey, Floyd. Howdy. Hi.
Come in. I'll grab yourself a stump.
Floyd Einart's home has a big white porch. He lives in a manufactured home in the Hidden Village Mobile Home Park. Inside, the walls of his house are covered with art and photographs.
I've lived here for 27 years, and I'm a veteran. My wife passed away 4.5 years ago, and I can't afford to live here if they keep jacking the rent up.
Most residents of mobile home parks own their homes, but not the land beneath them. About 2 years ago, a company out of Washington bought Hidden Village. They raised the rent by $75 last year, and the latest increase will come this May. Lot rent is going up $100 to a total of $550 a month.
I can weather another year, but after that, I'm done. You know, I'd have to move. But they ain't getting my trailer.
Like many residents, Einart is in a tough situation. Moving a manufactured home somewhere else costs thousands of dollars.
They figure they got you over a barrel because there's no way to go anywhere. I mean, you're stuck.
A few doors down, Valerie Rivera and Laura Ashford are sitting at a table in Ashford's woodsy backyard. It's a few yards from the Clearwater River, and you can hear the water rushing by beyond the trees. Despite the natural beauty, Rivera is stressed.
We have people living in this park right now that are literally on the verge of being homeless due to this latest increase.
She says there are people on fixed incomes here, working-class families, veterans, and single moms. Landlords in Idaho are free to raise the rent as much as they want, as long as they give 30 days' notice, which the owners did. Nick Cibula is a co-owner of Community Management Group. That company owns the Hidden Village Mobile Home Park. In an email, Cibula said his Burien-based company has invested more than $130,000 into the park. That includes hauling away abandoned cars and trailers, installing new mailboxes, and putting in new plumbing. Rivera says they see the improvements, but that doesn't mean people can afford the rent hikes. She drives me around the block in her van to show me what still hasn't been fixed.
There's not been any maintenance to these roads. Our kids growing up out here used to rollerblade on these.
The owners say roads are on their repair list. Rivera points to a building owned by the park with broken windows. Cibula says it's scheduled to be demolished. Rivera worries children who live in the park could get hurt.
We have a pond that needs to be fenced. We are worried about children falling in it.
Back at Ashford's house, she explains how she filled out a consumer complaint form about the rent increases with the Office of the Idaho Attorney General, Raul Labrador. In it, they ask the AG to intervene to help them make a more fair agreement for tenants. They also listed multiple park maintenance concerns, many of which the owners say are on the list to take care of, but haven't been completed yet. Rivera and Ashford say they've also written to politicians. Ashford takes a paper out of a folder on the table.
We started with this letter of an impending homelessness crisis in Orofino.
They sent it to local, state, and federal lawmakers. They admit what's happening is legal, but they say they're being put in an impossible situation.
Idaho needs to be able to provide affordable housing for its residents, and they need to enact laws that protect the citizens in this state that have lived here and pay taxes in this state and take our concerns over out-of-state money.
The residents are still waiting for a response. I'm Lauren Patterson in Orofino, Idaho.